Greetings, beloved family. This is Timber Spirit. Welcome into the world of my heart. I'm so grateful that I woke up today so we could share this intimate time today. This is the launching of my first show, my first internet radio show. So this is a very, very special day for me, and I hope that it becomes just as special for you. You know, I consider myself to be a special person, and that is only because I consider everybody to be special. So I'm just so grateful that I woke up. I'm so grateful that you woke up. I'm so grateful that we're in this moment together. I'm also grateful for BBS Network. Doug and Don, they're doing some wonderful, wonderful things with this network. I mean, creating some new paradigms around internet radio, and I'm just so entirely grateful to be a part of it. Today is going to be a day of information that will point and lead us into the heart. Every show that I do, I want it to be centered around the heart, appreciating the heart, aligning with the heart, realizing the importance of the heart. You know, in life, we can't live without the beating of the heart. The heart pumps blood throughout the body, and the heart of love pumps love throughout the universe. So this is something very important. Once we continually point ourselves within, then the explosion of love that takes place is just really, really wonderful. I am so grateful that everything has happened in my life exactly how it's happened. That's the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, the success, the failures, the downfalls, the backslides, the ups, the expansiveness of consciousness that's taking place in my life. I'm so grateful that everything has happened exactly how it's happened because it's brought me in this moment with you. I consider my life to be a sacred scripture. I consider each one of your lives and journeys to be just as sacred as any sacred scripture that's ever been written. I consider myself to be an adorable being, and that's because somebody like yourself came along and pointed me into the direction of my very own heart. Somebody came along in my life, many wonderful beings, and we're going to talk about some of those beings today. Somebody came along and pointed me into the direction of my heart. Somebody pointed me within to my heartbeat, to that vibration of love that I am. So today, it's just about connecting in the heart. I'm going to bare my soul to you all. I want you to know who Timber Spirit is. I want you to know who you're tuning into. I mean, it's one thing with reading my bio, but it's another whole thing to just feel the vibration of my heart as it shares itself with you. And I'm so grateful that your ears are open to that and receptive to that. And just know that we all have been endorsed by love today. Love has endorsed us. I have an incredible entourage of best-selling book author endorsements, but I tell you, there's nothing like realizing that your life has been endorsed by love. And there's some very simple ways we can tap into that reality. It's not as way out there as people really think it is. It's just about us stopping for a minute, breathing. I am loved. That's with a D on it. I am loved. You know why I know I am loved? Why I know you are loved? Simply because of that breath we just took. Let's take another breath right there. The realization that I am loved with a D on it. Oftentimes, you know, we want to just regurgitate just based upon some, you know, affirmation. I am love, I am love, I am love. And that's beautiful. That's great for the psyche. It's good positive energy. But the bottom line is sometimes we just need to be like children and just realize that we are loved. And that could be just putting our hands on our hearts and just feeling that selfless heartbeat. Or putting your hand in front of your breast and feeling that hot breath that's coming out. To just realize that there's energy moving in and through you. There's love. That's love energy. The breath that you breathe is love energy. Your heart that's beating is love energy. It's not far from you. It's literally not far from you. It is you. When the sages and the masters, when they studied themselves thousands of years ago, my belief is that they began to see how consciousness was emanating through them in the simplicities, and in those simplicities, they began to magnify their awareness of those simplicities. some of the things that we underappreciate, like our breathing. This is what Timber Spirit, the Timber Spirit Show, is going to be all about, bringing us back. It's going to be profound sometimes. Sometimes it's going to seem deep. Sometimes we're going to cry together. We're going to laugh together. But it's going to be an explosion of love that continually brings us back to the simplicities of who we really, really are. You know, we're our heartbeats beating right now. We're our breath that's breathing right now. Simple stuff and magnifying it. So anyway, my name is Timber Spirit, a.k.a. the Bullet of Love. We're going to talk about how I inherited that name, the Bullet of Love. I want to tell you all a little bit more about me, a little bit about my background and front round and middle round ground, so you can know who you're tuning into, so you can know who you're tapping into. You're tapping into Timber Spirit, a.k.a. the Bullet of Love. And like I said, as many times as I say my name, I tell you there's so many beautiful beings that have allowed me and actually have guided me to really claim and own the vibrational frequency of Timber Spirit. The name Timber means to give hope, inspiration, and just love to any situation in which it's not present. To give hope, it's from Nelson Mandela's tribe in Africa, in South Africa, and it's actually pronounced Timba with a click to it in South Africa and other places in the motherland. But it means to give hope. It means to give inspiration, to give love. To love and hope is just all the words saying the same thing, to give hope, to give inspiration into situations, to humanity. So that, you know, the vibrational frequency that you carry through life, your name that you carry through life, and this is a very important point. I want people to understand that what you call yourself, that's your most important mantra, your name. This is why in ancient times there was, particularly in indigenous cultures and even the ancient Hebrews, there's naming ceremonies. Because the elders in their wisdom, they knew that that name was going to be the thing that you were most called throughout your entire journey. So I tell people, hey, I ask people, what does your name mean? And if somebody tells me they don't know, I say, well, create an incredible meaning for your name. Or take one on. Take a name that expresses where you want to go. How you want to, you know, what you want to do, or you know what you want to become, because your name is the thing that people mostly, you know, people come up to me all the time. Hey Timber. So people are constantly speaking my power and destiny into existence just by saying my name. They're saying, hey hope, hey inspiration. You know, every time they say my name, and every time I think my name, every time I say my name, every time I write it on a Facebook post, every time I tweet my name, anything involved with my name speaks my destiny into existence. So you guys say yes to that. I want you to say yes to that. Every time my name is spoken, it speaks my destiny, my power into existence, my frequency. And that's what happened with me. I finally realized that my name wasn't my name per se, not in the egotistical way, my. It wasn't about me. It was a particular vibrational frequency that was needed in this day and time. Because right now the world is in great need to be inspired, to be moved, to be pointed into the fullness and experience of the heart that we all are. So I just want you to consider today what your name means. And if you don't have a name meaning, don't compare to what a Timber Spirit, his name, and don't start comparing. No. Don't do that to yourself. Don't waste time with that. What I want you to do, I want you to create a meaning for your name, something wonderful, something beautiful, or consider taking a name on and realize how important this is. Realize how important that the most thing you're called by is your name. You sign it on everything. You constantly stamp that vibration, that frequency. So your name is very, very crucially important to how your destiny, how you unfold, how your purpose, how that vibrational frequency that you hold takes you through life. And, you know, I needed to have the name Timber throughout my life. I thank God, love, consciousness. I thank the compassionate energy of goodness that decided for me to have that name. Some people may say, hey, you chose on the other side of reality to get, have that name and to bring that vibration with you. Hey, however I got it, I am grateful that I was blessed to have that, to carry the vibration of Timba, So grateful to carry that vibration because Lord knows. And when we say Lord, of course, we just mean consciousness. We just mean love. We just mean that heartbeat that I talked about pumping through your heart constantly, reminding you that you are loved and that you are love. You have the vibrational frequency of love. But the Lord, the good Lord, the good love, the good consciousness, the good vibration of energy knew that I needed that name because I went through hell. I went through hell. My life was pervaded with a lot of suffering, a lot of hardship. You know, I grew up in 1960. I incarnated in 1969. The simple way to say that is that my mama gave birth to me in 1969. 1969 was a good year to be born. It was right on the cusp of that 1970, which some people say is the age, that year that the age of Aquarius just manifested, began to break through. But it was also, in certain communities, in certain people, it was also a very painful time, you know, because, you know, I grew up on the west side. I was born on the west side of Chicago, and the west side, Martin Luther King said that the west side was more treacherously racist. When he visited, I mean, not the west side, but Chicago, Cicero was more treacherously racist than when he visited the south. Now, that's a powerful statement. So I grew up in a household and a family that just kind of saturated me with that particular perspective that we had lost all these people. And I'm part Cherokee, you know, so I also inherited the story and the pain of the Trail of Tears. You know, I was told that my ancestors just were taken off their land and they were moved. And I was told that, you know, that my ancestors went through the Middle Passage from Africa to come over here and that millions of us died. But I was also told by my father years ago, which stuck with me, he said, son, you came from priests and ancient priestesses. And he said that I want you to know that your DNA, your genetics is the strongest genetics in DNA that made it over here from Africa. He said, because some people could not make it. He said some people, their genetics just told them to jump off the ships. He said, but we made it through here. We're still making it. Needless to say, I was still saturated in the neighborhood, pervaded with pain. So, you know, I still, even in some of the profound teachings that my father gave me, I still slipped and slid. And you know, my mother, this is where I inherited a lot of my emotional baggage, you know, from my mom. My mom was, you know, unconsciously hurt me and my brothers and sisters a lot. And in that unconscious hurt, I inherited that hurt and that pain. I felt that I wanted my mama to love me. You know, my mama, I wanted her to just give me love, but she didn't have the ability. But at the same time, she loved me. She gave birth to me. Hey, let's appreciate that. And that's actually one of the ways in which I healed from that. You know, that I started realizing, hey, no matter what my mama put me through and whatever she did and her kicking me out. My mother used to smoke weed with me and kick me out when I was 12 years old so she could entertain her young boyfriend, and I would end up homeless that night. So it was really hardcore. At the same time, I started realizing when I was about 15, 16, 17, I said, but my mama gave birth to me. So even in that, you know, so that enabled me to forgive her, but I still carried. You know, you can forgive something totally, but still have debris of the issues still to take with you. And those issues can be transformed into something very beautiful and something very powerful, which is my claim to fame and my legacy that I've been able to take. I've learned how to take the crap of my life and turn it into spiritual fertilizer. I've learned to see the good in it all. And part of that, again, was to be loved, you know, just to be embraced. So, you know, I went through life and, you know, I was in gangs. I joined gangs. That's another thing in my neighborhood. My neighborhood was pervaded with gangs. And this leads us up to why I call myself the Bullet of Love. I refer to myself as the Bullet of Love simply because I was almost murdered when I was 15, y'all. I was almost murdered. Somebody to end the gang truce. I mean, sorry, to create a gang truce or a peace treaty, as we called it back then. I was in a conflict with another gang, and to create that peace treaty, we said about me and a member from the other gang, we said we were going to go and shoot somebody else. You know, we were unconscious, so that's what people do. Hurting people hurt other people, right? It's unconsciousness. This would happen. So at any rate, so we went under the viaduct. Guy turned around, shot me straight in my chest. 15 years old, bow, right in the chest. Blacked out, just, you know, but as good karma would have it, or let's say the grace of God or universal consciousness, whatever we want to say, it was a fire station right across the street from where I got shot, which was so blissfully important because back then people were dying simply because of the racism that was taking place in communities as far as getting good service. So you can call somebody and call 911 and say, hey, somebody just got shot, somebody's having a heart attack, and ambulance come 2 hours, take 2 hours. A lot of people died from, you know, their bodies left us because of that. But my destiny was to be here, right here, right now, with you, right here, right now. I had a destiny that was set. Timber, the energy of timber was set into place. So grateful for the vibration of frequency of timber spirit, which isn't mine. I'm the carrier of that energy. You're the carrier of your own energy, y'all. That's what we got. That's what we've been given. We're all expressions of love, of beauty. We've been given that energy to share with the world. I want you to really get that. That your name, your vibration, your gift, everything is beautiful about your existence. Everything is sacred about your existence. Absolutely everything is priceless and precious and adorable. I want you to really just receive that. I want you to really feel that. I mean, deeply. I want you to, like, that to take root today. We're going to grow some trees of life within the hearts of humanity today. Absolutely. So anyway, got shot. Got shot and almost died. Blacked out. You know, I tell you, like, got shot in the chest, an inch away from my heart. The bullet almost hit my heart. And that bullet that almost hit my heart, wow, what! I'm so grateful to have a bullet in my chest even to today. I thank God in the form of love shooting me in the chest. Yes, I did say that, radical with my faith. I believe that I agreed that I signed a universal contract with my very own heart on the other side of reality and decided to experience that so I could experience the next thing I'm about to tell you, which is powerful. So I got out the hospital, you know, my mother, actually, they didn't even let people visit me because of the fact that they were, you know, scared that people were going to come finish me off, and I can't blame them for that. And 4:18, just checking the time. Forgive the pause there. And so my parents, you know, my mom, she didn't want to save my life. Another way I will just totally transcend all my issues in this moment when I realized that my mother potentially saved my life because she didn't let me have visitors and those people might have came and wanted to finish me off. And not just that, you know, another way that African Americans, Latinos, etc. were dying in hospitals was from malpractice. From medical malpractice, right? I think that's the word, right? I'm saying it correctly. Forgive me if I'm not. And, you know, so the day I'm in a hospital, and these people walked in the room one day and said, hey, Mr. Kelly, they didn't even say anything to me. Next thing you know, because there was a tube that was stuck in the side of my body. It was a tube stuck in the side of my body that had to be, that actually was sucking the blood out of my collapsed lung. Or something like that. All I know is I saw blood in this plastic machine, and there was a tube stuck in me. So they came in there and literally just yanked it out of me. They yanked it out of me, man. My mother came to the hospital. I said, Mom, they're going to kill me in this hospital. You got to do something. I said, they came in here and yanked the tube out of me, Mom. So my mother, she transferred me to a hospital. Like, you know, like light speed style, you know, she was like, get my baby out of this hospital. You know, in crisis situations, you know, we get good. We get very responsive to whatever's going on. So, you know, my mom got me into another hospital. When I got to the other hospital, they explained to me that they needed to, they taught me how to breathe. There was a way they were supposed to teach me how to breathe. I was supposed to one, two, three, and on three, then they would pull it out. So they didn't do that in the other hospital. They just came in and yanked it out, which may have killed me had I not had the destiny I had to be here with you right here, right now, had the energy of timber spirit not been with me, the grace of God, the grace of love, the grace of universal law, whatever we want to call it, had the vibration of inspiration and hope not been with me, I would not be here with you right now. So at any rate, so get me to the next hospital. I get out the hospital finally. 2 weeks later, I get out the hospital, you know, collapsed lung. I could feel my energy was a little different. I got into a fight or two. I just, like, got crushed quick because I just didn't have the stamina anymore. I didn't have the stamina anymore, y'all. But I still had my heart. I still had me. I still had life. I still had my heartbeat. I still had my breathing, even with a bullet in my chest. Even with a bullet in my chest. And prior to that, I had probably lost maybe 30 friends to brutal murder. So I was really blessed. And I'll tell you guys more about that sometime, too, how I transcended death when I was very young. I transcended the idea of death because of certain things and epiphanies I had. But so I get out the hospital. About 2 weeks after I'm out the hospital, we see the guy who tried to kill me right across the street, right directly across the street. And, you know, my homeboys, my friends come up to me, and they say, Timba. Well, not Timba, because they called me Tim back then because I didn't like my name, actually. But they called me Tim. They said, listen, we got so-and-so. We got Ant. He's right there. We can get him. We can kill him. We can murder him. We can take revenge. And this is where the bullet of love comes in, y'all. My heart got such a strong download in that moment. I was nervous. Mind you, this, I'm looking at the guy across the street who just tried to kill me. You know, we have two choices in a situation like that. We can either forgive or we can take revenge. And something moved through my heart so strong. I knew I did not want to kill. I knew I did not want to take another life. I knew I did not want to be a participant in killing and taking life that I didn't create. You know, I just didn't want to participate in that. I contemplated in that moment. I was like, listen, I thought about the people that had died around me, and I knew that through forgiving him, that I could save a life, that I could spare a life, that I could give life. So something told me something called my own heart, my very own heart, told me to go across the street and to tell Anthony that I forgave him and to get out the neighborhood because they're about to kill him. So with sweaty hands, sweaty palms, and a heart racing, I went across the street. I said, Anthony, I forgive you, man. Get out the neighborhood. They about to try to kill you. So not only did I forgive him, I potentially saved his life. And so I am now grateful for it all. Because even as something that the world referred to as a juvenile delinquent and a gangbanger, I was a light worker. Even then, I was someone who had an experience of my very own, the love of my heart. It didn't come from a book. Yes, it did. It did come from a book. It came from the book of my very own life, and the book of Anthony's life, and the book of everybody else who was around me. But that hurting soul that thought he was trying to murder me was actually participating in my destiny to be in this moment with you, to share this experience with you in hopes to inspire you that if Timba's spirit, a.k.a. the bullet of love, could forgive the person who tried to murder him, I can forgive. You can forgive the person who steps on our shoe. That means that all things are possible. I want you guys to really take a thorough look at what I'm saying. That means that consciousness, love, wasn't moving in some spiritual center. It wasn't in the form of some guru. It wasn't in the form of some transformational celebrity. It wasn't in the form of a book. It was in the form of a little juvenile delinquent thug. A child who thought he was a gangster. He was asleep, dreaming he was a thug. Because that's all a gangster is. A gangster is just a thug. I mean, a gangster is just a soul dreaming that he's a thug. I was dreaming I was a criminal and a thug. I was asleep, believing that awareness. But when that love moved through my heart and I had the experience of my own heart, that bullet became the bullet of love. Thus, I am known today as Timba Spirit, a.k.a. the bullet of love. And I'm here to tell you that each and every last one of us have a bullet of love experience to be grateful for. To be grateful for, because the pain of life oftentimes, people, you know, let me backtrack and say, people try to run away from pain. People people try to avoid, you can't avoid, listen, let me tell you something. As long as we're in these bodies, there'll be the potential for you to stub your toe. And if you can stub your toe, you can still feel some pain, but it's how we interpret it that keeps it perpetuated or not. If you decide to interpret the pain of your life, the stubbing the toe of your life, or the bullet of love in your life, whatever your tragic situation is, it could be foreclosure in your house, it could be whatever. I don't know what you're going through or what you have gone through. All I know is that it's the interpretation of it that leads you into a place of spiritual experience that makes it all worthwhile. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I got a bullet in my chest, and I'm saying thank you to life for it. And I am by no means telling anybody to go get shot in the chest. That would be silly. What I am saying is that we have the ability to take each and every last one of our experiences and alchemize it. We can transform it. We can change it simply by believing in that possibility and moving into the awareness that life is always for us. I want you all to realize that consciousness is not just awakening, rather, is not just taking place in little pockets, meditation centers, Buddhist centers. It's happening in all those places too, but it's actually happening in the hood. It's happening in the most degrading places. It's happening in the places that you would least expect it's happening. It's happening in you right now. It's happening in me right now. It's happening every place that it's happening. It's not just in the box. This is what I want you to know today, that the possibilities of love are truly infinite. And it first starts with you appreciating your breath, with you appreciating your heartbeat, with you appreciating that you are loved. And you know what, when I was in prison, yes, I've been there too, body ended up there. When my body was in prison, rather, because they didn't prison my heart. You know, when I used to want a hug, I said, man, I can't get a hug from nobody. But I got two arms to hug myself with. So I would cuddle up on the bunk, on that steel bunk, and I would hold myself, and I would remember the universal love of mother, And I would hold myself, and I would say, my prayer was, universal mother, take it all away. But don't take away my ability to love and serve. This is what happened for me. Whenever I've ended up in these tragic situations, I said, well, how can I give myself even here? And what it's done is given me spiritual depth. And I'm going to talk more about my experience with my body incarceration at some point as well. But I just wanted to just tell you guys who Timber Spirit is in terms of just, that's the long story short, but you get the essence. And I hope you feel my heart, and I hope you feel my inspiration, and I hope it's pointing you into your heart. I hope it's feeling your being. I hope my presence is feeling your presence, because your presence is feeling my presence. Because it's you. It's the idea that I can give something with you that's filling my heart in the way it is now. I don't care if it's a million listeners. I don't care if it's one. I'm going to pour my heart out. And with what's in our hearts, there's an infinite supply of love within our hearts. My body may be tired now. My neck may be hurting, but the love energy that's in me is infinite. It's infinitely powerful, unstoppable, unconquerable, invincible. This is who we really are. The invincible, infinite power of love. And that gets expressed through the simplicity of our appreciation of our breathing. Oh, I'm so grateful to be alive. Oh, I'm so grateful for all of it. I'm so grateful for the bullet in my chest, because that bullet in my chest led me to you. That bullet in my chest led, that bullet that almost hit my heart by an inch actually helped to awaken my heart. Wow. So I'm here to tell you that whatever your bullet of love experience is, it can potentially lead you into a place that you have never been led into. And I know there was some who say, well, I don't need to go through that. Why do I have, you don't have to, I'm not telling you to go through it. What I'm saying is to take your experiences and use them to grow deeper spiritually, and use them to grow deeper in your very own heart. For me, it took this. For you, it's going to take whatever it's going to take, or it's taking whatever it's going to take. But this is a way we can look at our journeys and not have to regret. Because I'm going to tell you something. Your journey is sacred, just as sacred as any scripture that's ever been written. Consciousness has written your life into this world to be shared with me, to be shared with whoever, to be shared with whatever you're sharing it with now. Your life is sacred. And see, most people won't share their life. They won't be this raw. The reason I'm using my life in this raw, in universal reality in a raw type of way is simply because I want people to know, listen, is you don't have to be afraid or run from your past. You know, there's so much in the new age, which is a beautiful thing. Hey, let go of the past this, the past. But I'm going to tell you something. There's no such thing as a past. Everything I'm talking about from the past is being talked about to you in the present moment. So in actuality, I'm creating a reality and creating a movie screen for you to experience and see right now. And I'm using it consciously. See, when you use the past consciously, it's no longer the past. It's energy. It's the energy of love that you're using consciously to move, to create, to inspire. Right now, I'm speaking a reality into existence using the story that the world said was so bad and so ugly, and I'm seeing the beauty in it. I'm seeing the good in it. I'm seeing the power in it. I'm seeing the source of love emanating through it. And when we begin to do that with our lives, healing spontaneously and instantaneously takes place. See, as long as anything in your life is viewed as something that was horrible and good, and you got this that type of story around it, that energy can be transformed, transmuted, transportated, translated, and transfigurated into something very, very powerful. This is the beauty of living life with the organic mind. See, in his great day and time of recycle this and conscious, organic this, and, you know, we oftentimes we look at, you know, composting things. I'm here to tell you, beloved brothers and sisters, that everything has a purpose and every situation in your life has the ability to be composted. And when it, you know, how you compost food, you add certain ingredients to it. So you add a little love to your story. You add a little compassion to your story. You add a little understanding to your story. You add a little some of those spiritual universal principles, those beautiful benevolent ingredients to your story. And next thing you know, you're like, hey, I'm a bullet of love. I'm no longer the bullet, the guy. I'm no longer the guy that got shot and almost murdered. I'm the guy who's the bullet of love, shooting bullets of compassion and love and kindness. Bow, 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 bow. You feel me? So once you add those ingredients to the crap of your life, right, and you compost yourself, oh, my God, without compost, without that, we wouldn't be growing all the beautiful vegetation and flowers and so forth and so on that we're growing. So you have the ability now to use your story, your life, your journey, et cetera, as this beautiful spiritual fertilizer. So I tell people I have through grace, through love, through consciousness, through compassion, I have learned how to take the crap of my life and turn it into spiritual fertilizer, and now I use it to nurture the heart of humanity. This is what we're all here for. The whole world is traumatized right now. Let's not be in denial about it. We're still transforming. We're still changing. And don't get stuck on stupid about the concept of enlightenment. You still got to take a dump. I still got to take a dump. We still have layers that we have to shed. We're still awakening. We've awakened to one level, but there's still more levels of awakening to come. This is the beauty of life, that the journey is infinite, that we are constantly going to expand in our love awareness. So this is the beauty in taking your story. It's fun. It becomes fun when you start saying, well, I used to think, see this thing this way, and I used to see this thing that way, and that was causing me pain. But now I see it in this way, and I see it in that way, and now I can share it because my story, my journey, which is really as sacred as a scripture, can be taken, and now I can use it as a bridge. Now I can use it as a bridge to connect hearts. Yes. So all of it becomes beautiful and adorable and priceless and precious, which you are. You are the adorable and beauty and pricelessness of life. So that means everything about your life has been priceless and precious and adorable and beautiful and good and kind, even though it didn't feel like that. But once we start realizing that it's our interpretations of what we feel that keep it perpetuated in either a feelings of goodness or feelings of something else. It's our interpretation. It's how we decide to position it within our very own hearts. It's how we decide to see it. So see the good. See the beauty. This is what my name represents, Timber Spirit, a.k.a. the bullet of love, that any situation, there's an essence of love in it. There's an essence of beauty in it. This is the science of alchemy. This is real alchemy. Now, when you're taking base metals and you're turning them into gold, when you're taking the best base metals of your own life and you're turning it into something priceless, precious, this is when you begin to realize that your heart is not separate from God, that your heart is God. This is when you become one with your very own love energy, which is to become one with my own love energy. When I say my own, I mean your own. When I say me, I see it as upside down we. This is what I'm talking about here. Things to connect. Things to make us feel like life has been for us all this time. It's all about how you decide to translate your scripture. Woo! It's all about how you decide to mistranslate or translate your scripture. It is your choice. It's your choice. So what's your bullet of love experience that you are hiding from, that you're looking, you know, you're like, oh, I want to face that. Oh, I want to get past that. I want to run past it. No. That thing that you run from is following you because your destiny is tied into that thing. Woo! Your destiny is tied into that very thing that you're trying to run from. Hey! Ha! And I'm going to tell you something. All of it, from the bullets, the prison cells, the homelessness, all of it's taught me compassion. And being taught compassion, it taught me kindness. And being taught kindness, it taught me caring. So there's nobody on the planet I can't relate to. I'm blessed. I feel connected to everybody. Your success is my success. I don't see your success as different. If you sell 1 million books and become a best-selling author, I became a best-selling author and sold 1 million books. You know why? Because without my awareness, you wouldn't exist. And without your awareness, I wouldn't exist. If you weren't here, I wouldn't be here to you. And if I wasn't here, you wouldn't be here to me. So your own awareness brings all other awarenesses into awareness. Your own existence brings all existences into existence. Ha! Say yes to that. Say yes to that. Hey, hey. Woo! So anyway, having said that, let me breathe into the moment. I have a dedication song I want to sing to you all today. And it's going to be played in a minute because my beloved friend Doug, who's on the radio station capabilities, is going to play a song for me called Nobody Greater. And in this song, before he plays the song, I want to set it up for you. This song is my dedication to you today. I didn't know I was going to get this inspired, but this, I don't know if I'm going to have time to play some of my songs for you guys today, but I'm going to play this song. It's called Nobody Greater. And he's singing to Jesus. He's singing to that thing in his life that he refers to as God, as consciousness, as love. But see, when you're a student of the essence, you can hang out with Jesus. You can hang out with Allah. You can hang out with Brahma. You can hang out with Krishna. You can hang out with Tankashila with the Lakota. You can hang out with any name that expresses God's energy, your heart. Because why? Because you know the essence is just love. It's simply love. The essence is I'm breathing. I appreciate that. Let me keep flowing in that. So this song is his dedication to that. To his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But this song for me is my dedication to you, to your heart today, for tuning in, for being a part of my life, for allowing me the gift to be able to express a piece of my scripture with you. A piece of my scripture with you. Doug, if you could be so kind to play this song, Nobody Greater. And I just want you to place your hand on your heart as you listen to this song, this beautiful song, which has really helped me along my path. I love you. beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You are adorable. This is what I wanted today. I wanted to attain a connection with us. I wanted to create a bridge that we could be connected. I wanted you to know that when you come to the Timber Spirit Show, that you, your heart will be moved. You will cry a tear of love. You will be inspired. We will inspire each other. You know, today, my special guest was my very own heart. And all of the hearts that are listening in around the world, your heart is adorable. And that song, Nobody Greater, was dedicated to you. Because I've come to realize through my own personal experience with love that anything and everything could be taken away from me. What can't be taken away from me is my heart. And what can't be taken away from you is your heart. And that's the same thing in religion I learned about God. That everything could be taken away from me, but God. That God was mine. That love was mine. So that's no different than my heart. That's no different than your heart. I want you to reflect on that until the next time we tune in. And to be responsible, because I want to stay connected to your heart. Let me give you a little information how you can stay in contact with me. You can reach me on Facebook, TEMBASPIRIT, on Facebook, Timber Spirit. You can reach me at Timber Spirit through Twitter. And my Twitter, my Facebook posts go to my Twitter account. My Twitter account posts go to my Facebook, etc. And I'm always pouring out my heart. Just, you can get a dosage of this, a spiritual dosage of this information, this style of information, this heartfelt information. Just through that, just stay in tune with me through that. I have some music. I'm not even going to go into my music for this show. Check out my profile page. But next few shows, we're going to talk about my music. And we're going to have a host of incredible guests that are coming on, that are going to be coming on also. And it's always going to be the inspiration of the heart, tuning and aligning ourselves with our own hearts. That's what's going to be every show, somehow, in an infinite amount of ways. We're going to keep bringing people back and keep bringing ourselves back to that. And I want to thank you so much for giving me a beloved and benevolent excuse to serve you today through the Timber Spirit Show, through allowing you to pour my heart out. I mean, after all, if sunshine didn't have anything to shine on, I mean, what would be the point? So, you know, thank you for allowing my sunshine to shine on your life today and potentially nurturing that seed of love that I know is already planted, because, you know, we're born with the seed of love. This is one thing about this beautiful life. You know, we come here with seeds. There's an infinite amount of seeds within us, and those seeds are our choices. Once we make the right choice, we realize, wow, the seed was right there, and then we have to do things, surround ourselves with good people and supportive people and so forth and so on. In my next show, I'll probably go into my experiences with my beloved Amma, because I wanted to apologize to the universal motherly energy, because what really unlocked the door to my heart for me was the experience of the universal mother and how she guided me and led me to my own innocence. So I want you guys to look me up on Facebook. That's Timber Spirit Facebook, or also at Timber Spirit. And also you can look at my website, timberspirit.com. And also what else is going? Oh, yes, I got to give a shout out to people, the wonderful, wonderful, adorable beings that are helping the Timber Spirit Show to even be broadcasted. That's my beloved sister, Anique Gaia, who's an ascended master, and also Rain on the Earth. She's my beloved grandmother, dear friend, and another ascended master, and then my beloved brother, Galen Gaia, who I'm actually about to move down there for some time, and we're about to create some incredible retreats. So we'll be able to get this explosive energy that you just experienced on this radio show today, we'll be able to have it live, and they're going to be doing some wonderful things. I mean, just there's going to be some, you know, they eat most of their own food down there. It's on 40 acres. They got beautiful llamas down there, and they're just wonderful beings. So we're co-creating these beautiful retreats together. So look forward to that. I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but I just wanted to make sure I got some things out in the open before we concluded, because we got about, let me check the time here. It's 4:50. Beautiful. What we're going to do, I'm going to, because today has been such a full day, I want to just say thank you so much again. And I look forward to calls, you know, stay tuned, stay in tune with the Timber Spirit Show and call in. You know, I'm not sure if anybody, Doug told me during the break that a few people were calling in and so forth and so on. Forgive me if I was, you know, ran my mouth so much that people couldn't get in, but I want people to call in. I want this to be as interactive and as possible, and but I really want you all to get to know me. Who are you listening to? You know, and I just feel honored to be able to share my life, you know, pour out my heart to you. I mean, if we can't share with each other, what is it all about? You know, there's no crisis. There's no financial crisis. That's malarkey. The bottom line is we just need to share more. We just need to get more of our food, of our resources, of our hearts, et cetera. Once we begin to share, we realize there's no crisis. There's no shortage of anything. There's a total misnomer, total this unconsciousness that says that there's a crisis or shortage. There's no shortage. It's just we just have to give of ourselves. Just like the air that we're breathing is so freely being given to us. And we just really just, yes, we can conclude with this, and then I'm gonna have Doug put on one of my songs. But just consider that through everything you've been through, and that's the good, the whatever else, the successes, that air has never abandoned you. Just, I want you to really just own that air has never left you. It's never left you. The breath of life, it's never been taken away from you. This, I could cry. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I could start crying when I realize how unthankful and ungrateful I have been over all these years, and how much something has loved me in spite of me through all of this time. Air has never not ceased to be provided for me. I am loved with the D on it. And the beautiful thing about filling yourself with the I am loved with the D on it is that the more you fill yourself with that presence, that I am loved, which is what the Universal Mother embracing the sacred child, the Madonna and child, is all about, once you realize that I am adored no matter what, and you continually fill yourself with that presence, you become the I am love. You become the I am love when you continually fill your awareness with those brilliant and adorable and sweet and precious thoughts. I am loved no matter what. No matter what I do. No matter what I don't do. That's a changeless, fixed reality. I am loved. You fill yourself with that presence, with that awareness, you become that. On that note, beloved Doug, I am going to ask you to play Humanaquarian. Play Humanaquarian for the people. Let me just set the people up. Humanaquarian is hip-hop Humanaquarian. That's humanity combined with my sign. That's Aquarius. They locked me up. I forgave them. The brother who shot me, I forgave him. I forgave him when they killed the Savior because I'm bigger than that sick behavior. And this song is what I'm talking about as far as using your life and realizing it's a sacred scripture. Humanity, I love humanity. I love you. I love who you are. And that's without the accomplishments. I am not going to get caught up in that world. I fall asleep like that sometimes too, to just be real. But I wake up quick. You know, falling asleep sometimes, you know, is the greatest thing. Love sometimes, I got to slap you just a little harder to wake you up. But I am not going to love people only because of what they have accomplished. We have to love each other with a much more authentic love than that. So anyway, Doug, if you could play the song Humanaquarian, which again is humanity combined with my sign, it's Aquarius. It's your love and your sign combined with my sign, which is Aquarius. Hip-hop humanitarian. Humanaquarian, rather. Humanity combined with my sign is Aquarius. So anyway, I hope you all enjoy this song. Doug is playing the song for me, and I love you, and we'll tune in next week. Peace.
Kindness, and it's true, I used to dwell amongst the criminal minded, but we wasn't really criminals, we were just blinded. Somebody came along and said that I was a diamond. That's when Timber started looking within me, I would find it. Someone else came along and said that I was like gold, and that the burn of my life purified my soul. The sister called me a convict, that's
what I'm told. But if you look a little deeper, you see that I was chosen. The brothers behind bars are really guards. The prostitutes and the drug addicts are really stars. My heart runs frozen. But love thought out to put a palm in it. Now my heart's exploding. Hip hop, human aquarium. That's humanity combined with my sign. That's Aquarius. They locked me up. Come on, I forgave them. The brothers who shot me. Yeah, I forgave them. Come on. If I'ma be destroyed, let it be love that I face. If I'ma be guilty, let it be guilty of being good. If I'ma be in prison, let it be inside of your heart. If I'ma be addicted, then I'm addicted to my passions. If I'm a criminal, my crime is compassion. If I'm hungry, I'm hungry for patience. Come on, if I'm starving, I'm starving of hatred. If I'm tired, then I'm tired of excuses. If I'm dwelling in the past, then I'm living in illusions. If I'm crying, it's for the women and babies who suffer every day from modern day slavery. This hard one.
BBS Radio, the most incredible radio station on the planet. I also want to give a shout out to all the incredible artists being played on the network. And of course, all the radio show hosts. And also all my loyal friends, fans, loved ones, etc. I also want to invite you to download my transformational hip-hop songs free of charge on my Facebook music page. That's Timba Spirit. TEMBAXPIRT/transformational hip hop. You can also catch me on Twitter at Timba Spirit. And of course, you can check out my website, www.timbaspirit.com. Check me out hosting the Timba Spirit Show Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific time on the BBS Network. On my show, the number one topic is always inspiration in the heart. I love you. Peace.